He was who he said he was, obviously, but it was as if it wasn't the part he really wanted to play.
He was quite a good actor in his day, Robert.
He got a part in a school play that you wanted to have, so he told me.
He would. Hamlet. Is he married?
Had been, I think. Twice, possibly. He was having this heavy affair with this rich Porteña. Husband connected with, you know, the junta.
How long am I allowed to ask? Have you been in Argentina?
Robert, I'm sorry.
Argentina and Paraguay. Quite a while. God, must be going on 5-6 years. Did Robert what?
A silly question. I've started, so I recognise himself as the character in The Disappearance.
Why else was he reading it?
The narcissist who didn't entirely love himself then was Robert Kahn when we were at school.
He thought he betrayed you once, did he?
I never held it against him.
No. I think he was sorry that you didn't. It stood between you, he said, that you wouldn't talk about it, which is why you were never friends.
It's why I was never friends with anyone. I hardly ever saw him after we left.
You did at that bus stop.
I don't know what we were doing together that evening, the three of us.
You wanted him to see Mum, he said. You wanted to show him what you'd got.
That's not my memory. Is it yours, Bart?
I remember the way he looked at me. Like that. Perhaps that's why you married me.
And perhaps it isn't. I never even noticed. You've done quite a lot of living.
He gave me The Disappearance. All except the last 40 pages.
Meaning what?
It was a paperback he tore off the part he'd read and gave it to me. That's why I came home, isn't it? So I could read the end bit? Sorry, Dad.
Have you heard about what happened to your Dr. Miguel Sum character? I could never do that to a book.
I dropped out of all that years ago. I needed something to get me out of being someone I wasn't. Or someone I was. Went to jail, didn't he, poor old bastard?
Mm.
I bet you cheered.
X.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that'll be Fatso. Yeah.
Who's Fatso?
It's a book. They want him to make a film of. Where are you staying?
Do I still have a room?
Oh,
no,
damn.
My fault. I'll get it.
You'd have a room no matter what.
Adam took the packet marked Rush from the courier and stood in the hall, listening to the quiet voices from the kitchen. Nothing now seemed less surprising than Tom's return from the unknown. He wanted to find it strange or moving, but it was as if things had reverted to normal and no emotion quite matched the circumstances.
Do you still work as hard as you do?
He works harder.
Robert said I should write a book.
Do you want to?
I'm more into film, really.
Oh, my God. And all because I've eaten sour grapes.
I met some people in BA. They were working in Super 8, you know? Because there isn't any money for anything unusual.
No need to go to BA for that to be true. They didn't mind you were English.
Because of the Malvinas.
Mm.
They were more sorry for me, actually, some of them. Actually, I don't think I seemed all that English. Anyway, I was in Paraguay while all that was going on. They hate the Argies, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Two cheers for the Brits was how it was, roughly, in some quarters.
I always wanted to go there, Paraguay.
Fantastic people.
Really?
Some of them. Others.
Well, after their history. Bruno wanted to do a film, do you remember, about Lopez the dictator?
Oh.
You know, got them into a war with Brazil and Argentina and Uruguay all at the same time. He had this opera singer, didn't he, that he married?
Madame Lynch.
Who was going to be the big blue-eyed female part.
The Marshal's still a national hero, with a tomb like Napoleon's.
What did you live on?
Okay, tennis, partly.
Ah.
I was the coach at El Tenis Club de Asunción. I'll tell you something funny. Fairly. First, blue-eyed, fair-haired refugees went out there after the war were Poles. Polacos. The Germans didn't turn up till a bit later. Blue-eyed, fair-haired, so they got called Polacos too.
God's better at irony than he is at justice. Germans kill 3 million Poles and then they get called Polacos. Nice one, Yahweh.
You got quite a few things right, you know, in The Disappearance. Robert thought you must have lived in South America in another life.
Spain, near Malaga. The Disappearance came before you were born, in good King Franco's golden reign. Only place I could afford to be a proper writer.
There were quite a few Jews in Asunción.
And more than a few Nazis.
Germans. Kept to themselves, mostly. They had this town.